Good evening, everybody. So we're in the middle of a series on Hilchos Yichud. I'm sorry I'm late. And tonight we're going to discuss the Heter of Baila Ba'ir. We spoke in the last couple of weeks about different parts of the Isra of Yichud, and tonight we're going to talk about one of the Heterim and where it applies and where it does not. So let's begin with the Gemara in Kiddushin, Daf Pei Aleph Amud Aleph. Just a reminder, next week Fred Shulman is making a chasana, so I will not be able to give a shir, but hopefully the next week we will get back into routine. So the Gemara says in Kiddushin Daf Pei Aleph Amud Aleph, Amar Rabba, Baila Ba'ir, Ein Choshesh Mishum Yichud. The Gemara says whenever the husband's in town, you don't have to worry about the Isra of Yichud. So then the Gemara goes on to tell us a story of where we find such a thing. Says the Gemara, Rabibi Ikla Labei Rav Yosef. Says the Gemara, Rabibi went to the house of Rav Yosef, and Basar de Karach Rifta, after they sat down to eat bread, Amar Lahusa, he says, Shkulu Darga Mituti Bibi. What does that mean? It means Rabibi came to the house of Rav Yosef. They both went up into the attic to go eat lunch. And then Rav Yosef says, hey, I want you to take the ladder away that Rabibi can't go downstairs into the bottom part of the house. Why not? Because my wife is there. Ask the Gemara, V'hamar Rabba Baila Ba'ir Ein Chol Shem Yishom Yichud. What's the concern? Rav Yosef and Rabibi are sitting together having a meal. And Rav Yosef is concerned that something's going to happen with Rabibi while he's there? Baila Ba'ir, especially if he's in the house, what's the concern? So parenthetically, there's an issue over here because it would seem that Ar Sameach points out that we all know the Gemara says that Rabbi Yosef was blind. The Gemara tells us, I have a fever all day, so you'll excuse me. But the Gemara tells us that Rabbi Yosef was blind. So you see over here that perhaps the Gemara is assuming that there's a heter of Baila Ba'ir even when the husband is blind and he can't see what's going on. So that's the Ar Sameach points out. Perhaps this Gemara is before he went blind, perhaps not. You can't really say any conclusive proof from here. But basically, the Gemara says that he was concerned about Yichud, even though he was there. So the Gemara answers, no, Shani Rabibi de Shushbine Havai v'gaisa be. What does that mean? It means Rabibi and Rav Yosef were very close friends. And Rabibi and Rav Yosef's families were always together. And Shushbine Gabe means Havai. Let's say he was one of the, what do you call it, by the wedding?
Ushers.
He was, what?
Ushers.
He was one of the ushers by the wedding, whatever they used to have back then. So he was one of them. So they had a very fond closeness with one another. And Rabbi Yosef was concerned that even when we have a heter of Baila Ba'ir, that only applies to some to a regular person. But when you have somebody who's closer, whose nature is to be closer than the regular average person, so then you have to be concerned even when it's Baila Ba'ir. Says Rashi over there. Rashi tells us, interesting Rashi. Rashi says, what's his heter of Baila Ba'ir? How come when the husband is there, you don't have to be concerned about Yichud? Says Rashi. Baila Ba'ir ein choshen lamishim Yichud. Says Rashi lahalkos. Sapella. Rashi says a chiddush here. Rashi says, you don't have to be concerned that you get malchus. Demistifimi bal hashta'asi. So 2 points in Rashi. Number one, Rashi seems to say that Baila Ba'ir is not a heter across the board. Baila Ba'ir just means that there's no malchus if you're going to go and have yichud. But it seems from Rashi that it would still be an iser. So that's a big chiddush. And obviously all the other Rishonim and the Shulchan Aruch does not assume like that. We assume Baila Ba'ir is a heter across the board. There's nothing to be concerned about at all. So that's what the Gemara says. Now, Tosis has a kasha on Rashi. If Rashi is correct, that in fact Baila Ba'ir is still usher, it's just you won't get Malkus, so then what's the whole Gemara over here? The Gemara has a story with Rabbi Yosef and Rabibi. So it says that Rabbi Yosef was concerned that Rabibi was in the house, even though Baila Ba'ir. What do you mean? If Rashi is correct that there's still an Isser when Baila Ba'ir, just you don't get Malkus, so then what's the Gemara asking here? Aye, why was Rabbi Yosef concerned? What do you mean why was he concerned? Because Baila Ba'ir is still usher, it's just you don't get Malkus. So that's, Rashi seems to be very problematic, and that's why all the Rishonim disagree with Rashi. And the Mechaber Paskin is not like that. The Mechaber writes that Baila Ba'ir is going to be Heter. Gamer, there's nothing to be concerned about at all. Baila Ba'heter is Mutter. Baila Ba'ir is Mutter. The second point that Rashi makes is the following. Rashi's Lashon is, Demistifimi Baal Hashta Asi. It seems from Rashi that the reason why Baila Ba'ir is not a problem is because nothing's really going to happen. What's the whole concern of Yichud is that it's going to lead to something worse. But over here, where nothing's going to happen because she's afraid the husband's going to walk in at any minute, and he's going to catch them doing something wrong, so Baila Ba'ir is not a problem. The Rambam writes a little differently. Let's look at the Rambam, number Gimel. Says the Rambam, Eishas ish shahaya Baila Ba'ir eno chasheshes liyichud, vipneisha emas Baila aleha. The Rambam doesn't say, if you're medayik in the Rambam, he doesn't say like Rashi that she's concerned that maybe the husband's going to walk in while something's happening. No. The Rambam says, vipneisha emas Baila aleha, that she has a certain mentality. When the husband is in town, she has a mentality of fear. She's afraid to do something wrong. Why? Because she knows that the husband is around. So this would seem to be a major nafkamina la'alacha. The Chachmas Adam writes in the Binas Adam a chiddush based on this. He says, number one, you see from here that the whole iser of yichud, you see from the heter of Baila B'yir, really sheds light on what the whole iser of yichud is all about. Says the Chachmas Adam, why? Because if the concern was that Shema Ya'ansena, if the concern is maybe he's going to start up with her against her wishes, then what would Baila B'yir help? Wouldn't help. The guy is a wild man. He's a crazy guy. He doesn't know how to control himself. If we have that concern, so then Baila B'yir won't make a difference. It's all up to him. He's crazy. What does it matter if the husband's around or not? However, says the Chachmas Adam, from the fact that you see a heter of Baila B'yir, you see that our concern really is only Shema Yifatena, that maybe he's going to convince her to get involved in something that otherwise she would not have gotten involved with. And over here, when it's Baila B'yir, either like Rashi or like the Rambam, you don't have to be concerned because she's afraid. Now the Chachmas Adam writes, it would come out a very important nafkamina la'alacha between Rashi and the Rambam. Let's say, for example, the woman is in her own house. So you say, there's no concern when the plumber comes over to fix the bathroom. Why? Because you say, Baila B'yir, he's around, so she's going to be concerned to do anything wrong because she knows the husband can come in, like the Rashi says, or like the Rambam, that Emas Bailale. What's the din? Let's say she goes to a neighbor's house. Let's say she goes to the neighbor, she has an accountant who lives down the block, and she goes into his house to go deal with her taxes. So the husband comes home, and he doesn't see her at home. So he doesn't know where she is, she could be anywhere. So says the Chachmas Adam, if you learn like Rashi that the concern is, maybe he'll walk in at any moment and see her doing something wrong, so then that wouldn't apply if she's going to somebody else's house. What does it help that the husband's in town? In the end of the day, if she goes to somebody else's house and the husband wouldn't know where to find her, Rashi would say, there's no heter in such a case. However, the Rambam would say no. The Rambam would say that when she has a mentality of fear, when she knows that by the beer, she knows her husband's around and she's not going to do anything wrong, so the Rambam would say in such a case that even when she goes to somebody else's house, there'd be nothing to be concerned about because she knows that her husband's around. And because of Baila Alea, Amos Baila Alea, when the husband is in the same city, she has a certain fear. So other Achronim disagree with the Chachmas Adam, and they feel that that would be a heter even in such a case. This makes a big nafkamina la'alacha, right? I think that's a major consideration to think about. Mm-hmm. Ramosha, when he quotes this, what?
How far is it considered like that? If you
might have, or... So we'll get to that in a minute. So how far do you want to stretch it? Well, I mean, what? We all know that that's not the case, right? We all know that that's not the case. Unfortunately, things go wrong. There's a case now we were dealing with this week, unfortunately. There's a therapist who had a Shiloh this week that she's a family therapist. Thank you very much. She's doing work with a couple where the couple's married for a bunch of years. They have a bunch of kids. And thank you. It turns out that she had an affair. She had a 6-week relationship with a Nachri, with a non-Jew. And she ended up having an affair with the Nachri. And this therapist wants to know, so the husband is a big lamdan. The husband knows, thank you, the husband knows that Tosis and Ksubas has a machlokas of Rabbeinu Tam and the Riva, whether Bias Akam is Lavshma Biyur or not. So the husband assumes that even though Saita Asura Baila, since it was with a non-Jewish man, so there's nothing to be concerned about. That's not the way we paskin, even though he's a big lamdan, it's not the way we hold. So the shaila was, this therapist wants to know, what's her responsibility? What does she have to tell the couple? The husband knows what happened, but he thinks he's allowed to stay with her because it was Bias Nachri. So let's say she's allowed to be Sheva Atas and not say anything, but maybe she's worse because she's a Messiah. She's helping the marriage continue. She's the therapist. So that was the shaila that came up this week. The bottom line is that even sometimes when Baila is Ba'ir, there are things that can go wrong, even if they're married a couple of years. We can never be careful enough with these kind of issues. That's a major shaila, and these kind of shailas are never comfortable to be involved with, but unfortunately they come up more often than we expect. So Rav Moshe writes in a tshuva, he feels that the Chachmas Adam is correct. Rav Moshe writes in a tshuva that he thinks that you have to be machmer like the Chachmas Adam said, even if it's Baila B'yir, but if she goes into somebody else's house, you have to be concerned because the husband doesn't know where she is. According to the Rambam, you would have no concern of that at all.
So the
Gemara
was
salty,
it's only
really
things place when the husband is not
being
here.
No. Oh, that's a very good question. Avnei Nezer writes in a tshuva that when you have a case of a sota, so when you have kinu yistira, kinu is not the same as yichud. Kinu does not have to follow the same rules as yichud. Take for example, yichud would apply, let's say in a business office. This example the Avnei Nezer gives in a tshuva, he says you have in a business office. So let's say everyone goes home and now you're just left with one person, one man and one woman. They're doing their work, but they're the only ones left and nobody's coming back. So what would you say in a case like that? That's yichud. We didn't enter there together to go for that for this purpose. It just turns out everybody else went home. There's one secretary left and one man left working behind his office. So why should that be an issur yichud? The bottom line is because since it's only the two of us, so now we're together secluded in a room and you have to be concerned about yichud. However, for the laws of kinui, the din is not so. The din by kinui is that you both have to enter a place together l'shem avera. So it would work l'kula and l'chumra. It would work in both directions. The Avnei Nezer points out that the dinim of yichud and the dinim of kinui yistira by yisota are not really parallel. They're not exactly the same. Rav Moshe does make one caveat. Rav Moshe writes in a tshuva that even if you want to be machmer like the Chachmas Adam and say that b'bayis acher, we're not going to be mekel mishum yichud, says Rav Moshe number Dalid, that there would be a situation where it would be permissible. Says Rav Moshe, supposed to speak three times the Shabbos, not sure how. Master Kasav HaChachmas Adam, Didavka bebeisa leka iser yichud abu kishatelech lebayisacha irka iser yichud nami hu davka kishahalcha lemakam sheim regila lelechas l'sham. Says her Moshe, that's only in a case where once in a while she goes here, once in a while she goes there, the husband has no idea where she is. Aval, let's say every day, regila lelech l'sham kishalo yimsana bebayis yesh l'laham shalcha l'sham. Let's say she has a neighbor that she's very close with. So the husband automatically knows if he sees that she's not home, she's at the neighbor, or if it's tax season, and he knows that obviously if he comes home and she's not around, he's going to go to the neighbor who's the accountant. He knows that's where she's going to be. So then even the Chacham Sadam would agree, Zakar Moshe, that you don't have to be concerned in such a case, because that's like being in her own house, because the husband knows, and she's going to be concerned that maybe he's going to walk in at any time. So that's where Moshe says that you have to, that even if you want to be machmer, there is a kula that comes out of it. However, let's say you have like this. Let's say you have, the Chazon Ish talks about it in one of his tshuvas, one of his letters. So the Chazon Ish writes, let's say you have a man who works in somewhere far away, and I know from his caller ID, let's say he just called me from work, and it takes him an hour to get home from work every day. Right? There's always traffic on the Van Wyck. It just took me 2 hours to get here. So let's say when you know that there's a person who is not going to be home for at least another hour. So what would you say in a case like that? So the Chazon Ish says, well, that would probably be also Talay in this Machlokes Rashi and the Rambam. Why? If the concern is that Baila Ba'ir and he's going to walk in at any moment, so then you don't have that. If you just called your husband at work and you think he's not coming home for another hour, so there's nothing to talk about. However, if you hold like the Rambam, that Kal Amos, whenever the husband is around, so she has a certain fear, and we're going to talk about what the Hagdara of Ir is in a minute, but if you learn like the Rambam, so then the Chazon Ish argues that even if he's far away, even if the husband is an hour away and he's at work, you don't have to be concerned. Why? Because there's still this mentality of Emas Baila Aleh. That's what the Chazon Ish writes. So now, Rav Moshe says in a tshuva like this. Let's say you have a man who's Chavish Bebeis Asur. Let's say you have a man who's in jail. So what would he say? Can't get out. So what's the shaila in such a case? Should that be the same as the husband being at work? Of course not. Why not? Because once in a while, the husband does come home from work in the middle of the day, right? Once in a while, he gets out early, or if he's his own boss, he can come whenever he wants. So, Rav Moshe talks about that. He contrasts the two cases. Look at number Hey. Rav Moshe writes, Im habal chavu shebeis hasurim. Let's say the husband is in jail. Af shehu ba'ir, ubaru lo shelo yanichu, latzei seiz ezman, ikal isir yichud. Says Rav Moshe, that's obvious that if he's stuck in jail, obviously he's not going to, obviously there's going to be an isir of yichud, because you know he's never coming out. Now, this would never happen by a frum person, because when would a frum person ever end up in jail? Tamafurish Barashi. Now, Rav Moshe says, Tamafurish Barashi, Rashi says, the hatam de heter baila ba'ir. What's the whole reason why there's a heter baila ba'ir? Me tam de mistifi mi baal hashta asi. I saw in Rabbi Fran's new book, my wife showed me a beautiful story in there. He has in the beginning, I think it's the first chapter of the book. I forgot what the book is called already, but my wife showed this to me, that Rabbi Fran writes in there that there was a Rosh Hashiva in Tells in Cleveland, Rabbi Katz, Rav Muttal Katz. So he writes a story about him that he was once getting on an airplane, and he stopped by some irreligious, some non-Jew, and he says to him, Rabbi, I don't understand. How do all these religious Jews steal money and they end up in jail? How could it be? What's with all these religious Jews that act like this? So Rabbi Friend writes that Ramato Katz responded to him. He says, you know, I have a question. How do you explain all the religious Jews that sit and eat chazer and drive on Shabbos? What's going on? How do you explain that? So the guy says back to him, no, they're not religious. So he says, well, neither are these. Right?
That's,
Okay. It's a great line. It's a great line. Anyway, so here it says Ramosha. So obviously if the husband's in jail, so there's nothing to talk about. Why? Because you know he's not getting out. However, it says Ramosha like this, Medina Zoo, New York. Ramosha writes, interestingly enough, Ramosha says, Medina Zoo, New York, Kishabailo Huba Ir Avalo Yodea Hula, Shahalach Lakteha Ir Mehabayis Adamakum Shahalach Lasham Hu Erich Shah. Says Ramosha, let's say you know that he can't get home for another hour. It's going to take him that long to get home. Vachazara husha vitzarach lahasho sham erich sha. So she knows that he just left for a business meeting, and he has a meeting for at least an hour. It's going to take him another hour to get home. Asur biyichadim hubis manchein sarach lavel sham inchi. Says her Moshe, you're not allowed to be miyachin in such a case because she knows that her husband's not coming. Kegom balaylo or afilu biyom kishen derech inchi lavel abaisa. So says her Moshe, v'kol shekein. Says R' Moshe, if I work for somebody else, then certainly I'm not on my own time. I have to clock in and clock out. I can't just leave whenever I want. R' Moshe says, perhaps you can be makel a little more when I'm my own boss. But says R' Moshe, if you have a person who works for somebody else, and he's normally in a business, he's in an office, and he's not just able to walk in and walk out whenever he wants, Zark R' Moshe, you have to be concerned in such a case. But again, this would be contingent on the Machlokas Rashi and the Rambam. If you learn like the Rambam, so then none of this would be a consideration. So now the question, the very important question is, how are we magdir an ear? How do we figure out what is the definition of an ear for these purposes? So Rav Moshe over here, when we just read this tshuva, Rav Moshe writes, Medina Zoo, New York. Rav Moshe feels that an ear is considered the whole New York. How can that be? I live in the Upper West Side of Manhattan, and my husband's office is down in Lower Manhattan, Battery Park City, so it's an hour by train. So how can you explain that that's considered bailable ear? No, Zak Rav Moshe, that's already enough to be considered bailable ear as well. Rav Shlomo Zalman, the Chazon Ish had a difference of opinion. The Chazon Ish felt, Chazon Ish was talking about, I don't know the geography so well, but the Chazon Ish writes, take for example, you have Beit Veganim you have Bnei Brak, and you have Ramat Gan, is right across the street. Correct?
Yeah.
They're one right next to the other. So he says, so what happens? I live in Bnei Brak, and my husband works in Ramat Gan, right across the street. He can see into the window. But Zakta Chazon Ish, no, that's already not considered by the year because we have to draw the line somewhere. So if you have to draw the line somewhere, we're going to draw it by what people call an ear. That's a tremendous chiddush, and Rav Shlomo Zalman felt that that was something that really did not make so much logical sense. What do you mean? The husband's right across the street, he can see into the window. You're going to tell me that's not bailable ear? So Rav Shlomo Zalman was of the opinion that for these purposes, we would say that bailable ear is determined based on the Tchum Shabbos. And he says, if we would consider bailable ear, we would consider it to be bailable ear as long as there's yishuv the whole way along. As long as there are people living the whole way, all the way down to wherever the husband's office is, so there'd be nothing to be concerned about. So therefore, if I live on the Upper West Side of Manhattan, and my husband works all the way down on Wall Street, so even though you would say, that, how can that be bailable ear? It's nowhere near where my husband is. So still, says Rav Shlomo Zalman, we have to draw the line somewhere. And he felt that the way to draw the line was whenever there is a... a tchum that's not broken with empty spaces. So that's what my father felt also, that that's a general accepted opinion, that we would be allowed to be makel even if the husband is an hour away, and generally he doesn't come home during the day, but since he could come home during the day, that would also be considered by the
bayir. He's in Brooklyn then.
What?
If you're in Manhattan and he's in Brooklyn, so then you got a problem.
Yeah. My students in YU told me this year that they walked on Simchas Torah to Williamsburg. They live in Manhattan. What? So my father told me that they always used to do it. I was wondering, what's with the tchum?
How do you get across the...
I don't know. So my father showed me in one of these tchum svarim that they have a whole shiloh about the Brooklyn Bridge. Mm-hmm. Are you allowed to go over the Brooklyn Bridge or not?
Because it's squaring it off. You always get squared.
Right.
It's a little more alpine, but by squaring it off, you always get more than
alpine. Right. So that's the shiloh. So again, so Brooklyn might be part of that same tchum shiloh. If you're one of those people who walks to Brooklyn on to Williamsburg to go to the Hakafas on some Chastorah, so then you can also, I guess, rely on the Baal HaBa'ir over here in this case. What?
We're looking at everything from the point of view of the woman, mm-hmm. shaking off. But from the husband's point of view,
from the man's point of view. Not
He's not a fair equal regardless.
I'm
just trying to understand. Is he allowed to have yichud with this woman, knowing that her husband is in town?
Yes. Why not? By the way, he is not considered yichud.
From his point of view, either.
Yeah. So that's with regard to what? Now there is a major shaila. How maybe we'll make the shiur a little shorter. I'm just not not thinking so clearly. But the there is a shaila that the poskim talk about. How is a woman able to go to a male doctor? How is a woman able to go to a male doctor? So you'll say, well, what's the big deal? There are always nurses running in and out. The question is, I just had a guy came to me today. He told me that he had to see a urologist. And he said by the urologist, just take that for an example. There are plenty of examples like this, but he said by the urologist, nobody walks in. The doctor closed the door and he locks it. There's no nurses walking in and out. The doctor does whatever he has to do, and there's nobody coming in and out. Even if they knock on the door, the doctor says, wait, there's no such thing. So what do you do in a case like that? What?
The doctor's office?
Yeah.
It depends what kind of doctor. I think it's they always try to make sure what? So he had a female urologist, and he was very uncomfortable, and that's a major shaila. That's a big shaila. So what would he say in the other direction? Let's say very often you have a male OBGYN, and he's working with a woman. So if it's, let's say, in the primary checkup stage, so you have a woman who's walking in, the nurse comes in and out to take the blood pressure, to do everything else, is fine. But now once you get to the internal exam, nobody's walking in. So what are you going to say? Oh, Baal HaBeir is a heter because the husband's around. What do you mean? If you learn like Rashi, the concern is maybe he's going to walk in. So you ever been to a woman's doctor's office? You have 50 people waiting online, and you know you have like 10 different rooms where the doctors are going in and out. So what would you say in a case like that? Yeah, Baal HaBeir, what's the heter of Baal HaBeir? What do you think? The husband's going to come storming in the office, and right away he's going to find he has no idea where she is. So you can't say there's a heter of Baal HaBeir. So this was a major problem, and Rabbi Yashiv discussed it at length in the Sefer Torah Sayicha. They say that they discussed it with Rabbi Yashiv. And he felt that you have to be very careful. He said, obviously, if you're in the type of scenario where there are nurses walking in all the time, then you have nothing to be concerned about. But otherwise, a person really has to be very careful about how they choose their doctors, and whether or not we are going to allow such a thing would be a major shaila. Well, there is a consideration that umantar bum naso. There is a consideration that we assume that somebody who works, this is his profession. Exactly. If he's going to get caught doing anything wrong, he's going to be fired, he's going to lose his job. So that obviously is a reason why we would be makel. That would be a situation where we would be makel. Umantar bum naso. However, we still have to be a little bit concerned that we follow as much as we can. We try to follow the laws of yichud as best as we possibly can. Are there any limitations to the heter of Baal HaBeir? Are there any cases where we say Baal HaBeir would not apply? So one such case would be, for example, the sugya of Adazar Daf Chafet. The Gemara there talks about whether or not somebody's allowed to have yichud with a nachri. Why not? So the Gemara says even a man with a man might not be allowed to. Why? Because this was back in the days, not in our times, but this was back in the days when the Nachum were chashud mashvichas dam. So you couldn't trust anybody. So since you didn't trust anybody, the Gemara said there was a takanas chacham, you're never allowed to be in a room in private with a Nachri because we're concerned maybe the Nachri will take your life. So now the question is, what's the deal nowadays with Yichud with a non-Jew? So in Shulchan Aruch and Yeredeya, we paskin in Siman Kuf Nun Gimel, the Mechaber paskins that it's usher for a Yisraelis to be miyached with a Nachri, even though it's Baal HaBeir. Why? Why shouldn't Baal HaBeir apply in such a case? Why shouldn't Baal HaBeir apply in such a case the same way it applies to anybody else? So the Shulchan Aruch explains the reason why is because what's the consideration that we have whenever Yichud is in play? The consideration we have, as we said before, the Chachmas Adam points out that what we're concerned about is not that he's going to be ma'aniser. What we're concerned about when a man is miyached with a woman is that he's going to speak to her and that he's going to convince her to do something wrong. Not that he's going to start up with her and do something crazy. Mefate, right. So, Shema Yifatenu, that's what we assume. So, says the Shulchan Aruch, that's only by Yisrael. But by a Nachri, where they don't have the same value system as the Yisrael has, so we have to be concerned, Shema Yamsenu. It's not just a concern, Shema Yifatenu. We have to have a concern in such a case, maybe even he's going to be Ma'aniser. And therefore, Zuck, the Shulchan Aruch, that since the concern is going to be Shema Yansena, so therefore it doesn't help Baal HaBeir. What does it matter, Baal HaBeir? The Nachri is going to do whatever he wants. The woman's not going to stop herself because she's helpless. She can't do anything. So that's what the Shulchan Aruch paskins. L'chaira would seem, according to that, that we would really be stuck with a major problem nowadays. We have plenty of times when you have a woman who's miyachad with a man. The plumber comes into the house to fix the bathroom, whatever, something's broken in the house. The painter comes, so the woman stays home from work that day, and the husband is ba'al b'ir, she thinks that's good enough, it's not good enough. So what are you going to do in a case like that? So the Chachma Sadam writes, yeah, this only applied in the days when they had wild societies, it wasn't a democracy, and we didn't have a way to prosecute somebody who started up with a woman. But nowadays, where any Nachri, any painter who comes into the house knows that if he dares start up with a woman, he's going to be in serious trouble, and there's no problem for the woman to go ahead and call the police, and there's no problem for her to report him, and plus the fact that nowadays we have cameras all over the place, and he can get caught, it's not so easy to get away with it. So in a case like that, Zakta Chachma Sadam, there's really, the Shulchan Aruch's concern really doesn't apply anymore. And therefore we would assume nowadays that one would be allowed to be miyachid with a Nachri, because the consideration of Shema Ya'an Sena would not apply. However, the Chazon Ish does make one caveat. The Chazon Ish writes, however, if you live in a society, obviously this depends on the culture, and our culture, I think, is not at all like this, but the Chazon Ish writes, if you live in a society where it's embarrassing for the woman to call the police, or it's embarrassing for her that people should find out that somebody started up with her, so then you have to reassess, you have to reevaluate again. Perhaps the Shulchan Aruch would apply. I think we've come to a point, Bizmanenu, I think we've come to a point, it's arguable, but perhaps we've come to a point where maybe the woman might not want to go in public and let everybody know, but to go to the police and file some sort of claim against somebody who may have started up with her, I'm not sure. Obviously the Chazon Ish says you have to know the culture, the particular circumstances, but it's something that we need to think about as well. Yeah.
So why should it be a difference between a Nachri and Yisrael? Why should it be a difference if a Nachri is the painter or Yisrael is the painter?
Because a Yisrael, you have the heter.
He's got the same, he had the same words that he had.
Then he's going to hate her. The Nachri will hate her.
What? By Yisrael, since we assume that a Yisrael has a higher value system than a Nachri, so we assume the only concern of Yichud by Yisrael is that he's going to be mefata to her to do an Avera. By a Nachri,
he won't be mefata. I mean,
no, a Nachri, we assume he's going to do worse. He might be ma'aniser.
Not anymore.
What?
Yeah, but we just said that a Nachri wouldn't do that because he would get caught.
You have to know the culture, yeah. That's what the Chazon Ish writes.
So that would concern the fault
of the same as a Yisrael, correct, yeah. So if it's Baila Ba'ir, it would be Mutter. Is that what you were asking?
Yeah, I'm saying there should be no difference between one and the other.
Again, that's what the Chazon Ish says. You have to know the particular culture that you're living in. If you're living in a society where it's still embarrassing for a woman to come out and say that something happened to her, which, I don't know, you have to know exactly what kind of culture you live in. But basically, that's limitation number one. So again, we say there's a Heter Baila Ba'ir, but obviously by a Nachri, that's something that the Shulchan Aruch says is arguable. You have to figure out, first of all, what kind of Nachrim we're talking about, and second of all, whether we would be comfortable with the woman, whether she would be comfortable going to the police and actually making a case, making a story out of this particular thing. One last point before we finish is the second limitation to Baila Ba'ir is the following. The Shulchan Aruch says, the Gemara says, Misha Libo Gaspa, somebody who, even though Baila Ba'ir, even though the husband's here, and we have no problem, we have no concern that something's going to go wrong while the husband's around. However, Misha Libo Gaspa, and how do you define Misha Libo Gaspa? That's also hard to define. So Rashi says, what does it mean? Balas bris lo. What does that mean? Means she was the caterer, she was helping with the baby, she was the baby nurse at the time when the baby was born. So then, they have a very special closeness to one another. And in a case like that, we wouldn't trust them even when Baila Ba'ir. Why? Because, how do you explain this logically? How do you explain that logically?
The same thing that you started with.
Exactly. Rabibi and Rabbi Yosef. Libo Gaspa. So what does it mean? Why would we assume there's no heter in such a case of Libo Gaspa? The pshat is like this. Because what's going to happen? The husband's going to come home. He's going to see the man in the house. He's not going to ask any questions. Oh, this guy, he's always hanging around in the house. He's somebody we're very friendly with, someone we're very close with. He's not going to ask. So you know that even if he walks in and he might catch you looking a little bit strange, what are you doing in the bedroom over there? He's not going to ask. What's the big deal? She's showing him the new shade she put up. She's showing him the new paint, the new wallpaper. He's not going to ask. So therefore, Libo Gaspa is not a heter by Baila Ba'ir. That's what the Shulchan Aruch quotes from this Gemara in Kiddushin Daf Pei Aleph. And the Aruch HaShulchan extends it. He says, Rashi says, Balas Bris. But the Aruch HaShulchan says, it would go even for somebody who's, let's say, and this is very Nogei LaHalacha, it would go for, let's say, a living in the house. Somebody who generally is so used to the family, somebody who's so close with the family, and it wouldn't raise any concern when you see the person in the house. So in a case like that, the Aruch HaShulchan says you have to be concerned as well, because that is also considered libo gaspa. We've gotten to be so hamish with each other, we've gotten to be so close with each other, and even if the husband walked in, there wouldn't be any strange questions that would be raised when he came into the house and saw these two people together. Let's just make one final point, and that is, there's a very important shiloh that's quite common and unfortunate. It comes up very often. Rosh Weiss has in his Shalos Tshuvos Min Chashasher Chelek Aleph a response to this very difficult question, and that is the following. Bedavar, this is on the second side of the page. He writes as follows: Bedavar Avret Shalaka Lo Aleinu Biruah Mochi Kashe. So what happened? The husband had an aneurysm, a stroke, whatever it is. The Ibid as Hakarosel Tkufa Mumusheches, and he loses his senses. Bekasher his oshish, when he comes back out of his coma, shuchar mibeis hacholim, they send him back home. Acha karoso adai murfelas. How do you translate that? It's still cloudy. It's not. He's not clear. He doesn't have a clear mind. What? Yeah. V'yesh tzarach lahatzman lo ezer kavua kol yimos ha'imam. So he needs somebody to live with him. So this unfortunately is a case that comes up all the time. V'ishto shoelos amutu lakachas goy Filipini. Are you allowed to take a Filipino to come and live in the house? You have a couple living together and you need somebody, you need an aide. Logger itam bebayis, o sheyesh baza isir yichud. Dafta kamelan de bebayla bayir en isa yichud. Even though we assume that by the bayir there's no concern of yichud, why? Because the husband's always going to come. Like Rashi says, we're afraid that he's going to come in and see something strange going on. Or like the Rambam says, that the woman has some sort of mentality of fear when the husband's around. Kavachomer kishabayla imam bebayis, if the husband's actually home, so perhaps he should say there's nothing to be concerned about to have this guy living with them in the house. So you look at the next paragraph. V'hinei. L'fi ha'avana ha'mekubela shehi shitas Rashi, yesh lefakfek tuva b'nidun didan. You have to be very concerned in a case like this. Te'efshar de lo mirsas k'shabai l'marutak l'mitaso, va'af ha'karosa murafelas. He doesn't know what's going on. He's not clear. So what does it help by the Bayir? He doesn't know what's happening. Afshar kasu achranim de gam b'bal suma yesh hater by the Bayir. We started off saying that Rabbi Yosef, the Gemara has a story about Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Bibi, and Rabbi Yosef was concerned about Rabbi Bibi being miyachad with his wife, and the Gemara says, it's Baila Bayir, what's the concern? Zakhtar Sameach, you see there's a heter of Baila Bayir, even in a case where the man is blind. Why? Because Rabbi Yosef was blind. So again, that's a question whether Rabbi Yosef went blind before the story, after the story, but basically what you see from that Gemara is even Baila Suma, there's a consideration that perhaps you can assume that we would allow Yichud, and we would say there's a heter by the Bayir even when he's blind. Ayim asher kasav achida b'shar Yosef simin gimel chene bar samech. That's what we quoted. Efshar dahane b'suma sheino mugbo b'tenua. That's only a suma who's able to go around. He knows what's going on in his house. He'll know if there's somebody in the house. The suma's not a fool. He just can't see, but he knows he has senses. V'gamu ba'akar maleya the darken shel asumen shemitz patchim chushim achirim. We all know that the suma, unfortunately, when they lose their eyesight, sometimes they're able to have other senses that are much more keen than most people who are able to see normally. This person is not clear. This person had a stroke, and he doesn't really know. He's not able to move around the house. He can't know what's going on. So the Filipino is going to go into the side room with the wife, and the husband will have no idea what's going on in there. He says, even if you want to say, even if you want to say that there might be a heter by the year, even when the husband is not fully with his wits, however, over here, when the Nachri is going to be living with them full time, so that's like Bala Bayir, that's like a business partner, that's like somebody who we become very close with. You see very often, unfortunately, at a Levaya, you'll see very often that the aides come to the Levaya. Why? Sometimes they're closer to the Nifter than the family members are. Why? Because they spent so much time with them. They've become so close over the last extended period of time. So obviously that would be considered a violation of libo gaspo, so Baila Bayir wouldn't even apply. V'od choshish ani mehametzius. Gever zeh b'prat goy v'beis hazug zeh, shehabal cholam merutak v'chas v'shalom yachal huleilach achar yitzro, ha'orel v'lanos es ha'isha b'prat b'eish es koin, v'tzari em begila lachlosh es p'tzaeha. There's going to be a problem. V'ilu hu hayamadubar b'mikre echad hayamakam lachal b'shas adchak. Let's say, for example, the husband had a surgery, and he needs to have an aide there for a couple of days. So, okay, maybe we could be makel in a case like that, and you have people visiting back and forth in and out of the house, and it's not really libo gaspar because he's only there for a few days. You have to be concerned in a case where the aide is going to be living there full time. You have to find a different heter to use at night. So this is unfortunately a case that comes up quite often, and it's something that needs a lot of yishuv hadas to think about how to give the proper eitzah. What is somebody supposed to do when they're stuck in a situation like this? Unfortunately, when you have to have an aide living with the person who's a chola, and the chola is not quite able to understand everything that's going on in the house, so what do you do when you have the situation come up alayla, and whether or not there are haterim to rely on?
Even if he knows, if he's bed bound, if he can't walk,
yeah,
without the aide, disappears for 10, 20 minutes.
Yeah,
he doesn't. I mean, he's in the bedroom upstairs and there in the living room.
So it is possible that if the husband, even if he's not able to walk around, it's just a possibility. I'm not sure. Even if he's not able to walk around, but he's completely with it, so he knows when something strange is going on in the house, right? Sometimes you know when something's going on in the house, even if you're not looking, correct? I know when it's quiet in my house. I know my son's doing something that he shouldn't be doing. It's too quiet, right? So the same thing. I think the husband, even if he can't physically walk around, he's still going to inquire. He'll ask questions and make them feel uncomfortable enough. Perhaps that would be different. But in a case like this, where he's not completely with it, so then you have to have more of a consideration. Again, I apologize for stopping early. But, yeah.
I think,
oh.
I think with this matter, you know, within the